Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us today. This is, glory to God, Genesis International Ministries. I'm Dr. Ulysses Morgan. I'm here with you on today to give you a word from the Lord. Amen. It has been my duty and my call and my assignment for those of you in whom God has given to me to hear the word of God and to use me to bring a word to you. Glory to God. So we must understand, glory to God, that this is the purpose that we are here. Amen. None other than to give you a word from the Lord. Many of you are listening. Many of you have heard me. Glory to God. And I just thank God for you tuning in and allowing me to come into your homes, your car, glory to God, or wherever you may be listening to this broadcast. It is my honor and privilege, and also it is my desire, amen, as I seek God every day to bring a word not only to this radio broadcast and to those of you that are listening, but also to those who are in my Bible class as well. It is understood. I've been in this thing. I've been a Christian. I've gotten saved at 17. It's been over 49 years. Glory to God. 48 years, I believe it was, since 1972, I know. And I've been ministering and preaching 39 years. Glory to God. And I tell you, I have experienced a lot of things, and I know what it means to need a word. I know what it means to go through. I know what it means to be persecuted, afflicted, ridiculed, hated. I know exactly what all that is. So I'm not teaching to you. I'm not on this radio broadcast by speculation and talking to you from speculation and what I think. I'm talking from experience and from what I know and from what I know God will do for you. Amen. So we just thank God for you tuning in with us. If you would like to write me, my P.O. Box is 492 here in Cordial, Georgia. The zip code is 31010. If you get the zip code right, amen, the city will automatically appear. But the zip code, again, is 31010, P.O. Box 492. Glory to God. But we are here now to give you a word from the Lord, and I want to go into God in a word of prayer. First of all, I want to say, as always, when I'm teaching a class, I always instruct my students to, the people that I'm talking to bring pencil and paper. Bring a pencil and paper. Get a pencil and paper and jot some things down. Because what I tell you, you will find in the Word of God. And God, through the Holy Spirit, will solidify what I'm talking to you about. It will be in your spirit, and you know that it's the truth. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Also, amen, Apostle Paul spoke, I believe, to one of his pastors. I believe it was Tim, and said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So I'm not here to actually just get excitement out of you. I'm not here to get money out of you. I'm not here, amen, for selfish reasons. I'm here because I've been through certain things, and it hurts me to see other people go through, and especially when you have to go through but have no knowledge or have nothing to fall back on to know that God is going to bring you out. Amen. He's going to do it. He's done it for me. He's going to do it for you. And I want to say this before we pray, and that is always remember, and I'm a witness, your latter end is going to be greater than your former. Amen. You have not seen, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Isaiah said, for them that wait on him. Glory to God. So we must wait and love God. But what he's saying is that you can't even imagine the things that God has prepared for you. Amen. He hasn't even told you about them yet. And if you could think of it, amen, it's bigger than that. Because it hasn't even entered your mind. Glory to God. So you know that God is with you. Know that he is doing things for you. Know that even though you're going through something, it is for a will and a purpose in which we're going to talk to you about today. And I want you to get this message. I want to get it down pat. We spoke on the internet, I believe YouTube, on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We come on the internet live. Amen. And you can pick us up again on Genesis International, and we are on streaming. We're streaming on several internet places there. So we're all over. We're all over there. Glory to God. So we want you to do that. Facebook, we're on that. Twitter, we're everywhere. So we want, and the reason that we're here is not just to be seen, but to give a word for the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for this opportunity and time to come before your people. I know there are times, O Lord, when we have missed our broadcast, but yet and still you have those who are listening, those who are holding on to the words that have been spoken through your Spirit. Amen. By your Spirit. We thank you right now for those who have tuned in right now, who is listening to my voice. And I know that you are going to give a right now word, a rhema word, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. Father, I know that's going to be done. So open up the hearts right now, Lord, and anoint, glory to God, my lips, as you did Jeremiah when you touched his lips, O God, and let your words come forth for edification. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Now, the topic that we're going to talk about tonight, I'm going to use a topic of chosen. I put several different topics with this particular message, but tonight is going to be chosen. Amen. And this particular message is to give hope to Christians and non-Christians alike that are faced with life's problems. Amen. Faced with life problems. All of us go through something. Glory to God. Amen. And it is also to let them know that they will reap if they faint not. You will get your reward. Amen. You will do it. So we want to talk with you about that. And I'm coming from Genesis 12th chapter, and we're going to talk about Abraham. I'm going to show you something here now. I believe that's actually going to blow your mind. I was listening to a broadcast on Sunday, and this particular minister was saying something, and the Spirit of God gave me a revelation, and it was so powerful. And I'm going to say this, if you would understand what I'm saying. Let me just say this way. I watch a lot of comedy. Old classic comedy movies, amen. And one of the ones that I love the most is Carol Burnett, because if it's not funny to the cast, if it's not funny to them, it's not funny to me. But when it becomes funny to them, that means it is. And the same principle applies here, glory to God. If the Word of God doesn't excite me, how is it going to excite you? If it doesn't give me hope and faith, how is it going to give you hope? Amen. Let us be first partakers, glory to God, of what we preach. Amen. You've got to be a partaker of what you preach. You cannot preach coming out if you've never been in. Amen. You do not understand a person who's in it, amen, if you've never been in it. So how can you bring them out if you've never been there? Amen. I often say a lot of times when someone loses a loved one, they lose a mother or whatever, I can talk to you about losing a brother because I lost one. But if I haven't lost my mother, I can't imagine what you're going through. Amen. You're going through something that I have to speculate on unless I've been through it myself. And many of you are going through certain things, and I know I have been through a lot in my Christian life, glory to God, in my Christian life. I gave my life to Christ at an early age, out of high school, and I've seen a lot of things. So I'm going to relate to you, amen, what this is all about. Please listen to this. Get your pencil and paper. Genesis, the 12th chapter. I'm just going to start reading, and I'm not going to read very far. I'm going to just read a little few scriptures, and then we're going to explain this thing. I want you to hear me. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Get out of your father's house, leave home, and go to a land in which I will show thee. All right? It's a very significant point in that. I'll come back to it. Second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them, third verse, that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee all the families of the earth, amen, be blessed. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Fourth verse of the beginning says, so Abraham departed. Glory to God. Abraham departed. Now, the first thing that I want to share with you is that God always has a plan for what he's going to do. God has a plan right now for your life. It is already in place. He doesn't have to make it up. He doesn't have to sit down and determine which way he's going to take you. It is already in place. And the Bible declares by the Spirit of God through the prophets that God's heart is, as the Bible says, the thoughts that he has of you are good and not evil. So the plan that he has for you is a good plan, and it is to bring you out. But sometimes you have to go through certain things in order, amen, to understand and appreciate the blessings. But basically, we're going to get to the point of knowing what Abraham did. Glory to God. So let me just say this. Going through what you're going through, amen, God has to sit back and see, are you going to rejoice, are you going to praise him, are you going to give him the glory, even though the Bible says the suffering of this present time, glory to God, shall not be compared to the time in which Jesus will come. Glory to God. The Bible said the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now sitteth down on the right hand of the Father. Amen. So nobody enjoys going through, but if we look forward and not allow the enemy to frustrate us and cause us to react unseemly, glory to God, then that means that the blessings will be on time. Amen. He told Jeremiah, he said, I'll hasten my word to perform it. It will be on time. But here is Abraham. Here is Abraham God is speaking to all of a sudden. And God tells Abraham, he says, go to a place, leave home, leave thy father's house, go to a place that I will show you, which is an indication to me that the place that God had for Abraham to go had already been picked out. He had already planned the place where he wanted him to go. He said, go to a place that I will show you. Glory to God. It has already been orchestrated. He didn't tell Abraham he had a plan for him. He didn't tell Abraham that he had already had the place picked out. He just said, go. He said, as you go, I'm going to take you to a place. Let me just read it again. Glory to God. He said, get thee out of that country and from thy kindred's house. Amen. And I will make thee a great nation. Okay. All right, let me back up. First verse. And from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. Amen, which means that it's already been picked out. Now, look what he says here now. Now, he says, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will make of you a great nation. Now, here's what God is saying. God is saying this. He says, Abraham, what I'm about to do, what I want to do, I need somebody that I can trust to believe me and to do what I say do, because I have a plan that I want to carry out to create a chosen generation for me, my people, them in whom I will raise up, I will bless. I want them to come from a righteous seed, and I have chosen you, amen, to bring forth my nation. I have chosen you to bring forth my nation. God did not want Abraham to leave home just to bless him. He could have blessed Abraham where he was. He could have gave him what he wanted where he was. But he said, I wanted you to leave there because I am getting ready to orchestrate and create a whole nother nation. It is already planned by me. I want to show forth my power and allow my power to be seen in creating a whole nother nation. I sought for a man, glory to God, and I have found you to be righteous because I want this nation to come from a righteous seed and one that is full of faith. Glory to God. So if I could say it this way, see, it wasn't about Abraham. It was about God's plan through Abraham. And you have to understand, glory to God, that it's not about you. What you're going through ain't really about you. It's not that God is doing this to you. It's not that he's just allowing it. God is getting ready to bring something forth in you to glorify himself. If I can turn to Psalms 98, amen. If you would turn to Psalms 98, I want to read something right quickly, amen, that really inspired me. And I'm turning to it. Look what it says in the first verse. It says, hear what David says. David says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm, watch this now, has gotten him the victory. His right hand and his holy arm, if I can paraphrase this, has used somebody so that he can get his victory. Amen. Glory to God. God says, I'm going to have the victory. I just need to use somebody. I just need to know who I can use that is willing to go through, such as Jesus did, to bring forth my plan to bless my people. It's not about you. It's not that the enemy is going to destroy you. He can't do that. It's not about I just want the blessings and I just want it in me. Listen, no, it's about the plan of God that he is orchestrating in your life for his glory. And if God is doing it for his glory through you, then you've got to get blessed in the process. This is what he said, Abraham. He said, I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And all nations of the amen. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. In other words, what he's saying is, Abraham, I am going to bless you because you are orchestrating my plan. If you do what I have called you to do, fulfill my plan that I have to glorify myself, to show my power in the earth through this nation, in the process, I'm going to bless you beyond measure because you have been obedient to my word. You didn't get mad, you didn't get upset, you didn't get angry because you had to leave, because things didn't work out like you wanted to work out. You didn't get frustrated, you didn't get mad, you didn't curse, you didn't do none of that. You stuck with what I had for you to stick with. Amen. And in the process of doing that, glory to God, I'm going to bless you. You're going to get blessed in the process of my plan. And those of you that are listening, I'm talking to somebody now. Amen. God is using you. He's preparing you. He's strengthening you. He's putting you through manifold temptations. He's putting you through what you're going through because he has a plan that he wants to orchestrate in this earth so that he can glorify himself in the earth, that the enemy can see that there is a God, and he wants to do it through you. He can't do it if you fall by the wayside. He can't do it if you give up. He can't do it if you're cursing your neighbor out. He can't do it, glory to God, if you're taking and not giving. He can't do it, amen, if you're frustrated and mad all the time. He can't do it because he has to do it through a righteous person. This is why Jesus was called the Lamb of God. He said, know ye not, I can call a legion of angels down that will take care of me and protect me, but I can't do it. I have to stay righteous because the plan is to save, glory to God, through my obedience, those in whom will come to Christ. It was a plan, and the plan is for every individual life, and yours as well. You have to understand this principle. Glory to God. because I'm here to tell you, it's, what you're going through ain't really, it's not really about you. It's not about, Lord, help me. It's not about, Lord, you know, deliver me. And then, because sometimes we pray and we wonder why God hadn't came yet and why he hadn't did this and why he hadn't done that, because, amen, he has orchestrated a plan, and his plan is perfect in your life. Amen. He told the prophets one time, he said, you go and prophesy. He told Elijah to go and prophesy. He says, go and, Elijah, go and tell Ahab what I need to, him to know. He told other prophets to do the same. He said at the end, he says, so that I'm going to perform it like I was planning to perform it, because I want them to know that there is a prophet in the city, and he is doing what I have ordained him to do. Elijah went up under the tree and said, God, take my life, because nobody is with me, and Jezebel seeks me. And God told him, he said, I got 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal yet. I'm still working with others that you don't even see. They are going through, but the end of the going through is very near. Your end is very near. The end of your sickness, the end of your poverty, the end of your going through is about over. And God's going to raise you up in a manner that when your neighbor, your kinfolks, the city sees what you have, amen, and what God has given you and what you have accomplished, they will have no doubt that God did it all for you. Glory to God. Amen. I often give a parable a lot of times and say, you know, you don't have to be saved to get a job and a good job and save your money and go buy a new car and come back and say God has blessed you. Well, you did exactly what any un-Christian person can do. So how can God be glorified in that? Amen. But God is glorified is that when you can get a new car, somebody, God touched the heart to give it to you. Amen. And there are people who God will touch to give significant things that are costly, things that are valuable, to give it to the Christian person. I was, amen, given 5 acres of land. Prime land, just given by a Christian guy. You can't tell me God wasn't in the midst of that. Glory to God. He is. And see, the thing is, he has a plan for it. And when God has a plan, no devil in hell can stop it. Nobody can stop it. They can pray against it. They can fast against it. Amen. They can study and find scripture to try to come against it and think God is with them. Nobody can stop the plan of God in your life. Just make sure you're in his plan. You're in the right plan. You are, because you're only going to be successful in the area in which he called you to, because he has a certain part, glory to God, that he wants you to do in order for you to bring him into the city that he may glorify himself through you. And in the process, you are blessed. This is what we have to understand. Glory to God. This is what we have to go by. Glory to God. The plan came first. Amen. The enemy will try to intervene. Number three, the faith move comes into play. And number four, the completion of the plan has to be done. And when the completion of the plan is done, you're going to look back. And I tell you, I look back and I'm getting ready to sing one of my favorite songs, My Soul Look Back and Wonder How I Got Over. Glory to God. People are going to look at you and marvel and wonder, how did you do this? How did you get that? How did you raise up? What happened? You had something hid in the background. You had something hid in the bank. But you didn't. It was nothing. It was the power of God, because they saw when you should have died, you were still alive. When you should have gave up, you kept going. When you should have cursed, you kept your mouth closed. When you should have been retaliating to others, you held your peace. Glory to God. Things that you should have been doing in a natural state, It took the Spirit of God to hold your peace. Now God's getting ready to glorify you, and now you're becoming a witness as to what he wants to do in your life. Moses was the same way. I may not have time to get through, but Moses, amen, it wasn't about Moses. Y'all think it's about Moses that all that he did. No, 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 no. It was about the plan of God to bring, glory to God, the children of Israel out of bondage back to the place that he had already prepared for them, where Abraham was, which was the place that God told Abraham he was going to take him. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had to leave and go to Egypt so God could prepare the land for them, flowing with milk and honey. Sometimes God got to get you out of that place where you are and place you somewhere else before he brings you back, because he's going to give you wells that you didn't dig, glory to God, houses that you didn't build. God's going to do it, but he's working it. When Egypt, when Israel was in Egypt, when Jacob went to Egypt and his sons, 12, when they were in Egypt, they did not know what was going on in their homeland. But God was preparing. And you don't know what's going on in your life, what God is preparing for you somewhere else, but he is preparing it. And so God says, now that Canaan is completed, it is time to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage. And so I've got to use somebody that's going to orchestrate my plan. And he chose a woman who had a baby named Moses. See? And when she put Pharaoh understood by his God, amen, to kill all of them because he thought that they were going to multiply and take over. But that wasn't really the plot of it, because Satan did not want Moses born because he didn't want the children of Israel free. So when his mother put him in the basket and put him on the side of the river, glory to God, Moses couldn't have been killed. Pharaoh couldn't have killed him at all. And I want to just say this before my time is up. The princes came down to wash in the river. Now, that's odd, because princesses don't come down to the river, the creek, or whatever it may be to wash. They have water brought to their chambers to wash. But this instance, this princess came down to the river because God planned it that way. And she found Moses, took Moses, amen, and Miriam, Moses' brother, saw that when they got Moses' mother made a suggestion that Moses' mother keep, but when it got Moses' mother, the princess told Moses' mother, will you take this baby and nurse it for me? And I'm going to pay you wages for nursing it. Now, the question is, glory to God, was Moses' mother a slave or an employee of Egypt? Glory to God. She came out of slavery and became an employee. Even though she was in it, she was not of it. No difference what you're going through. You may be in it, but that's not you. I may be in a lot of things, but I know it's not me. This is not me. From the foundation, it wasn't me. There are greater things in store for me. There are greater things in store for you than where you are. You got to understand that. The reason that you get frustrated and mad and upset, because you come to the conclusion that where you are is just where you're supposed to be. That's you. It's not you. Glory to God. No. So I'm not going to yield. I'm not going to submit. I'm not going to sit there and give in to frustrations. Amen. I'm not going to give in to that, because there are better things that God has already prepared for me to glorify him with. Amen. Sometimes we are our own biggest enemy, and we cannot allow that to happen. Glory to God. My time is gone, and I hope this has helped somebody. You've got to understand, it's not about you. It's all about God's plan through you, and in the process, you are about to be blessed. You're coming out. You are coming out of bondage. Moses' mother was in slavery, but she was not of slavery. She became an employee. So her environment, amen, where she was, did not, how can I say it, solidify what she became. She was getting paid to take care of something that she would have took care of for free. God can do it for you. My time is gone. Love to hear from you. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, 31010. Stick a letter in the mail. Take the time to do it. Take the time, because this just may seal the greatest blessing that you've ever had by just taking the time to sit down and put a letter in the mail. Glory to God. Do that right now. We thank God for you. Let's pray. Father, thank you right now for these people that are listening right now. I know you spoke to many of them. Continue to bless them. Continue to watch over them. It's my prayer, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. God bless you all. God keep you. It's my prayer.